Good morning, and God bless everyone in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. I am so blessed today. Today is January 1st, 2026. It is a new year, and I've been inspired this morning to just share some things with you. I know that there are many of us who have been reflecting back on the year 2025. And just the wonderful things that God showed us and did for us individually and collectively as a body, but especially individually. It was quite a personal year, wasn't it, for so many of us who desired to magnify God that year. And now we are focused on living unto God in 2026. And what a beautiful thing that is, to live unto God. So some of the things that were just really on my heart were, as I reflect back on 2025, was for me, there was just, I think the greatest thing that God really did for me was to help deliver me from the paradigm of having relationships that were not based in godliness. And he just did some great deliverance in my heart, in my life in 2025. And there's been a great strengthening of my heart emotionally. And I recognize that, and I was writing in my journal this morning for the very first entry for January 1st of 2026, and God just brought things to my heart, remembrances of some of the things that I went through, the challenges I went through, and the way that he brought me through them, and a strengthening in my heart as a result. And I just got really blessed with that, and I encourage you to look back on this year, look back on the good, the not so good, the beautiful and the not so beautiful, and to go to God and ask him for wisdom and understanding in how he brought you through those times that might have been challenging to you, and the times that were a great blessing, that you can rejoice with God in remembering those wonderful times. And I just am so blessed with how God brings us along in things to give us that great wisdom, that great understanding in him, and the joy and the happiness that results when you realize just how greatly God has worked in your life. And he is working. Be confident in that, because you have Holy Spirit. If you're born again of God's Spirit, if you've confessed Jesus as Lord in your life, and you believe that God raised him from the dead, you have that Holy Spirit. And from that moment on, there is no separation between you and God. And the veil has been torn away, the veil that separated us from God, the sin that separated us from God, is no longer separating you. And you have complete, total, full, unrestricted access to God, and he to you. And so that's why he is working in you to will and to do of his good pleasure, because that's where the greatest benefit lies, is in his good pleasure. And we just line ourselves up with that. And I've just been so blessed to be a part of this fellowship and this ministry with you all, the people that come to the Zoom fellowship and the people that I've come to know this year, is what I'm talking about. I've been so blessed that you're a part of my life and I'm a part of your life. And God has brought us all together, and we have a great purpose. We have a great purpose individually, and we have a great purpose as a body, as a group of believers. And God works mightily in us, and He will work incredible things for us in 2026 as well. And there'll be new people coming on board. There's no question in my mind about it. New people who desire to know God and who desire to walk with God the way we've desired to walk with God in our lives. And what a thrilling thing that is. And you know, we have a great, great pair of leaders in Lawrence and Kim, and how thankful we should be that we have these wonderful people. You know, through the years and through the decades when I did not know them, I still have the benefit of hearing the wonderful things that God did in their lives over the decades, the healings, the deliverance, the wonderful personal blessings that God showered upon Lawrence and upon Kim in their faithful lives before Him. What incredible examples they are to us. And you guys in the fellowship have your experiences that you've shared that have blessed my life and my heart personally. You know, it's not just Lawrence and Kim, but in this sharing, I'm focusing on them because they have a special place in the body of Christ, and specifically for us and to us as ministers, as those who have gift ministries. And I think they both have multiple gift ministries. For me, because of the time that I came on board in 2025, I didn't really have an opportunity until much later in the year to get to know Kim and to get to meet her. And so, you know, my focus primarily this year as far as one-on-ones and that sort of thing has been with Lawrence. And that's just been the way it's been for me personally, you know. So my mind tends to go more toward Lawrence than it does toward Kim, although I am beginning to recognize her wonderful heart and hear her sharings in the Zoom fellowship, of course. And it was just a great blessing to me to meet her when I went to England in November. And it was a very short time that we had, but it was a very blessed time. And I got to see a little bit of her heart and her love for God and her love for people. And she's just a bold woman. And I love learning from that example. And so I'm very blessed with Kim. But I did want to share some things with regard specifically to Lawrence and Kim and their function in this body of Christ, and the fact that they are so close to each and every one of us, and the way that their hearts are toward the people that God has brought into their path, the laborers that God has brought into their path, you know, and they have a great responsibility. And I was so blessed and thrilled with the last Zoom fellowship, Amber sharing, and the wonderful verse that she shared from Hebrews 13:17. And I just want to repeat that verse. It says, "Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority, because they keep watch over you as those who must give an account. Do this so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no benefit to you." Isn't God great? God is all about benefit. He's all about blessing. And He wants us to be blessed with their example of leadership, Lawrence and Kim. And He wants them to be blessed too. He wants us to line our hearts and lives up with how God has designed this to be. And I'm talking about specifically our little group here, with the way God has set it up, with leaders who guide and watch over us. You know, God wants them to benefit too. And we need to make sure that we have our hearts and our minds lined up with God's desire, so that their work will be a joy and not a burden. And you know something, that just really blesses me. And that's my heart's desire, is I want to be a blessing to Lawrence and Kim just as much as I want them to be a blessing to my life. You know, that's how God has set it up. And there's certain things that I can do as a believer and that God has worked in my heart to do, particularly with regard to 2026, as I live unto God, that I realize that part of my living unto God is to make sure that I have confidence in Lawrence and Kim, and that I understand and respect the fact that they do watch over us, as watch over me, watch over us, as those who must give an account. And I want with all my heart for the work that they do to be a joy and not a burden. I want to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And that takes keeping my mind and my heart lined up with God and the thoughts that God wants me to think toward them, toward the believers, and just making sure that I'm in line with that and that my actions are in line with what God wants me to do, and that I'm thinking specifically about honoring God. You know, Lawrence is full-time for God. Kim is full-time for God. And the way that we honor God is we give where we're being fed. And Lord knows, I've been fed a wonderful, wonderful diet. You know, we can have a junk food diet, or we can have a diet that's full of nutrients and sustenance that keeps us healthy. And I don't think there's a person on this fellowship that can say that we haven't been fed a diet of godly words, God-inspired words from Lawrence and Kim that have sustained us, have healed our hearts, have delivered us, have encouraged us, have sometimes gently reproved us and admonished us, and put us lovingly back on the right path. Oh my gosh, that's happened to me over and over this year as I've endeavored to live for God in 2025 and going into 2026. And I'm so, so thankful for them. And there's another verse that came to my heart in the past months with regard to Lawrence. And I've shared this verse with other people, but I want to share it with you now. And it's in line with the same type of heart that Amber shared with Hebrews, the Hebrews verse. And I'm reading from the New International Version. This is absolutely beautiful verse. And it's in 1 Thessalonians 5:12. And this says, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other." Amazing. Amazing verse. How it dovetails with that other verse that Amber so lovingly shared with us. It's my whole heart, my gosh. You know, I can't think of Lawrence without thinking of the heart that he has for God's people. I stand in awe of it, that great heart that he has for people, and Kim's heart for people, and their special place in this body of Christ, and the personal special place that they hold in each of our hearts. And let's just endeavor to live unto God this coming year. I encourage everyone, and I exhort everyone, to consider those wonderful people, these two wonderful people, Lawrence and Kim, who labor lovingly and with all their hearts among us. And let's support them. Let's walk with God. Let's go to God and ask God how we can bless their lives so that the work that they do is a joy to them and a great encouragement to them. Let's be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Let's speak positively of them. Let's guide our minds and our hearts toward being a blessing to these two wonderful people who love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, who walk with God and listen to God and specifically know, because of what God tells them, what will bless our lives individually and as a body of believers, together, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let's love each other. Let's be at peace among ourselves. Let's honor God with the first fruits of all our substance and do it with the right heart. Go to God and give where we've been so generously fed by God through these beautiful people, these two beautiful leaders. Let's do that. That's a part of how we live unto God. And let's pray for them. I personally have made a commitment in my heart before God, and I shared this with Lawrence, that I committed my heart. I've made a vow, and this vow is something that God inspired me to make. This is me personally talking here. I'm not saying anybody else should do this, but this is just something that God worked in my heart. And I am hoping that maybe God is gonna inspire you as well to do the same thing, is to pray, to spend time in focused prayer, at least 15 minutes a day, in focused prayer, just focused on Lawrence and just focused on Kim. In focused prayer, speaking in tongues for these people. And that's a vow that I've made, and I'm going to do it every single day. I'm going to focus on speaking in tongues for them. And that's part of my commitment to live unto God this year, because I take these two verses, and there are probably more in the scripture that God will call to my remembrance, but it's part of holding these two wonderful people in the highest regard, and making sure that my heart and my mind is in line with what God wants me to think with regard to specifically to Lawrence and Kim. And I do have great confidence in them because they have proven themselves. No one can say that they have not proven themselves to be loving people, that they love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that they have demonstrated great power, great signs, miracles, and wonders because they desire to walk with God, and they desire to walk in truth, and they desire to teach this truth, and they have disciplined themselves to do it through the decades, and they are, and there's nothing different, you know, in their hearts and in their minds now. And we have the great privilege and honor of standing with them and knowing them personally. What a thankful thing to have. You know, I'm so thankful and grateful that God brought them into my life. And I just expect great things to occur in their lives and in my life as I go forward and just align my mind and my heart with them as we endeavor to go forward with God this year and do the five things that we know to do. And I don't have to say what they are. You know what they are. And to just stay faithful. Let's stay faithful together. And let's just knit our hearts together in the way God wants us to knit our hearts together. And let's go forward and let's just be the absolute best that we can be in our mind, our soul, our heart, our spirit. Let's just absolutely blow the doors off this year with regard to the things that God wants to see come to pass, not only in our personal lives, but as a body of believers. And let's bring the people into our little circle here. Let's bring the people that God wants brought. Let's welcome them with open arms, the people that God brings to us. Let's welcome them with open arms, and let's show them and teach them how to live unto God and how to go to God and be blessed as we've been blessed. So that's my heart and my desire for each one of you. I'm praying for each one of you daily. I love you, and thank you for listening to this, and God bless you.